Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, your Senior Care Consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. We have a wonderful program on tap with my friend and special guest, Mr. Mark Squires. You may know him as the Medicare Whisperer. And Mark, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thanks, Steve. It's good to be your special guest.
Special.
He used air quotes, folks, when he said special.
Very
I'm not
special.
Sure what he meant by that, but I'm his special guest today.
That's right. That's exactly right. And if you have questions for Mark, or we're going to touch on some really, really important subject matter today, and if that resonates with you and you're like, oh, hey, wait a minute, I need to call Mark, he sounds like he knows what he's doing, and I think I could use his help. Here's the phone number. You want to write it down. Anywhere in the country, you can call this phone number, 816-399-4871. That's 816-399-4871, or you could just visit online at lifewithmedicare.com. All right, Mark. So this is not a cooking show. I love cooking, but I think you want to talk about sandwiches or something.
Yeah. Who wants a sandwich? Okay, I see a hand there and a hand there and a hand there.
I'd like one. Sure.
Yeah. Well, we're not talking about that kind of sandwich.
Okay.
We're not. So the sandwich we're talking about is the one that some of our listeners may understand. It's where, well, it doesn't have meat, cheese, and bread, but let's pretend that maybe your parents or your in-laws are one of those slices of bread, and your non-adult children are the other slice of the bread. Guess who's in the middle? You are.
You.
It's called, and it's actually the term for it, the sandwich generation.
Yeah, yeah.
A couple of visits ago, we talked about my story, and I was in that. Sandwich. I was taking care of family members, you know, adult family members at end of life, and I had young children. I was acting as a single dad at that time. And so I know what that sandwich is like.
And you were forced into a situation where you're kind of drinking from the fire hose,
yes.
Having to figure out all this stuff on your own.
Yes.
Yeah. And then that led to you specializing in Medicare and helping people through all the stuff that you kind of had to stumble through to learn the hard way, I guess.
Medicare, Medicaid, VA, and how they all work together and how they don't work together. And,
yep.
and well, we could do a whole week of shows on that one.
Exactly.
We better not go there.
Yeah. Yep.
But we're talking about that sandwich, and there's some things that you really want. You know, you're in the middle of this. You're the one dealing with, you know, okay, I've got to deal with my parents' stuff. I've got to deal with my kids' stuff. I've got soccer practice. I have dance school, whatever that is, but I've also got to get mom and dad to the clinic or to the specialist, or maybe I'm going to visit with Steve Kuecker because mom and dad need some residency changes and we have to talk about right sizing and that type of thing. And it's a very tough time of life to be a part of, and there's some things you need to look out for. And folks, I'm going to tell you the first thing, the most important thing that you need to look out for, and it's the hardest one, Steve, the absolute hardest one,
mm-hmm.
yourself.
Yep.
You have to take care of yourself.
We always put ourselves and our own needs on the back burner every single time.
Mm-hmm. And when you're the caregiver, the worst thing that can happen in that is for the caregiver to wear out.
Yep.
And caregivers, have you seen that, Steve, in your line of work?
Yeah, once or twice.
Yeah, today.
yeah, right. That's right. Actually, I did see it today.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, yeah.
Well, yep. There you go. But you know, you think about that, you have to take care of yourself. And many, many, many programs are out there that provide respite if you need it. Now, several years ago, I had a client. His wife was diagnosed early onset Alzheimer's, and he was determined he was going to take care of her. She was diagnosed at age 51. She passed away at age 65, and he took care of her.
Wow.
He did a wonderful job of that. But because of what he did for a living, He was very much, the public knew who he was and what was going on. There was a whole community around them. So if he needed respite, there was somebody to step in and take care of things. So for him and his children helped with that too. One of his children lived out of state. But he had that. But most people don't. In fact, most people report when they're in the sandwich being isolated, feeling more and more and more isolated because their community gets smaller, because they're not able to go out to dinner with friends because they have to take care of mom or dad or take care of something for the kids.
Sure.
It completely upsets the rhythm of life. Another thing you want to look at, and we're going to touch on that here in a few minutes, is understanding all the pieces of your parents' life. Whether it's knowing who their financial advisor is and working with them, understanding if they have any kind of a plan to pay for long-term care or home health care beyond what Medicare will pay, understanding what their health insurance, which we'll talk more about that term in a little bit too, understanding how that works and all those pieces and how they work together, and most importantly, how you, because you're going to feel like if you're in the sandwich, and I'm changing metaphors. I'm sorry for mixing metaphors, but sometimes you're going to feel like there's a windstorm and there's a pile of papers on the desk and you're the one that has to hold all those papers down and keep them organized and they're blowing everywhere. And you know, it's understanding who are the professionals involved, who can you get to help? And I don't know your parents. I don't know. Well, I know your mom, but the listeners, I don't know those people that are involved. But start asking questions. It's okay to ask questions. And if you have to reach out to somebody like me, look, folks, I don't charge to answer questions. I haven't done it in 22 years, and I'm not going to start with you. If you have to call me up and just say, here's my situation, what's my next step? I will be glad to advise you, and I'm not here to sell you something.
Yeah, just point them in the right direction and
absolutely.
Give a little help, and that comes back tenfold, I'll say.
Oh, it always does.
Yeah.
It always does. And, it was probably about 3 weeks ago, I had somebody call me up, 43 years old, and they were late life babies, like I was, so I kind of understand that.
Yep.
I don't think I've ever told the story. My dad was an over-the-road trucker who was home Thanksgiving weekend 1960. I know this because in August of 61, a surprise little fat redhead showed up. So, anyway, it's getting all those pieces involved, asking questions of people that can guide you and help you, and making sure you're dealing with people who aren't predatory. If you talk to somebody and they're immediately trying to sell you something or offer you something or push you into something, hang up the phone.
Run, do not walk.
You don't have to be nice, folks. You're in the sandwich.
Yeah.
You're the kale in the sandwich.
Yeah.
Kale doesn't care if somebody likes you or not.
That's right.
Kale is just there. And so, again, ask questions. Find key people that can help you and guide you. And it doesn't always have to be about money. If one thing I've learned in this life and I try to practice is everything in life is about people.
Yep.
And if we take care of the people, money has a tendency to take care of itself. Now, don't let yourself be abused. That's not taking care of people.
Yep.
So that's what I have to say about sandwiches, other than I really would like to have one right now.
That sounds good to me. You touched on a lot of things. I've talked to so many people and do you have long-term care insurance? Yeah, but we can't find the policy and it isn't around. And well, what about your Medicare? And they just don't know really much about the details. And if you are in that sandwich and suddenly you are responsible to act and you're starting from ground zero or maybe negative, you're in trouble.
You are. Dad had, 14 four-drawer lateral filing cabinets full of stuff.
Oh.
and he had the matchbook organization system. Yeah. So it was really fun finding his 1949 income tax return. That's not what I needed in that moment, but it was really, and finding the Snap-on receipt that he bought his first tools from Shorty Caton. That was really cool because I bought my first ones when I was a diesel mechanic from the same guy in 1979. Didn't help me a bit for what I was looking for at that moment.
Yeah.
In fact, one of the things I put together for my family, and I do it for a lot of our clients, is we have something called the Go Book, and that is everything you need is in one place, so if the need is there, whoever needs to have it can grab it and go and have it, whether it's the will, healthcare, power of attorney, general durable power of attorney, passwords to the bank accounts, whatever that is, who are the key people to call? That's, to me, the most important tab in the Go Book. Who are the key people to call? You might guess that my name is in there.
Yeah.
I'm the one giving the Go Book. My name should be in there. So that's what I have to say about sandwiches.
So you provide your clients with the Go Book?
Yes.
Okay. Actually, I do remember that I believe you gave my mom a Go Book.
I think I did.
and I couldn't tell you where that is. So every time I talk to you, you're like, okay, all right, note to self, talk to mom and find out where the go book is and make sure it's fully complete.
Mm-hmm. Well, and like anything in life, if we look at what was our life like a year ago, there's been things that have changed. And I tell people all the time, if you have the, I'm not an attorney, I'm not giving you legal advice, but if you have a will, you have the power of attorney documents, and they're more than 3 or 4 years old, you might want to update them. Oh, and by the way, if you have a general durable power of attorney, take it to the bank now. Don't expect your kids to take it to the bank because the bank may not honor it. Again, we're not giving legal advice on Senior Care Live, and neither is the Medicare Whisperer, but Steve and I have lived a little bit of life.
Yeah, yeah. You have to do the right thing, and you have to, more importantly, I think you have to know what to do. And this go book, I'll tell you what, that is invaluable, especially in case of an urgent situation. If this is resonating with you, if you have questions for Mark and his team, Mark is the Medicare Whisperer. He knows, he's forgotten more about Medicare than I'll ever know. 816-399-4871 or online at lifewithmedicare.com. And now the Senior Care Live question of the week. There is no such thing as health insurance. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. There is no such thing as health insurance. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is true. The answer is true. And Mark, why is that statement true?
I like the way you worded that. There is no such thing as health insurance, true or false, and the answer is true. There is no such thing as health insurance. Now, hear me say that. Now, you say, well, I have health insurance, Mark. There is health insurance. I got it from my employer when I was working, and now I have Medicare and health. No. The fact is you cannot insure your health. Think about that for a minute. There is no. We've all known somebody who they were the person who was at the gym, and they ate the right diet, and they didn't smoke, and they didn't drink, and they did everything right, and then they have a health problem.
Yep.
So I was at a conference the other day, and they said, if you live long enough, you're going to have cancer. Oh, well, that was real.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it was a positive thinking thing.
Yeah.
But the fact is there's no such thing as health insurance. And what I really want you to hone in on is what are we doing with what we call health insurance? If you know, you can make wise choices about your health and your lifestyle. You know, Steve, you did that a couple of years ago. And I remember how just fantastic you felt and how you were talking. I mean, several stories we don't have time to talk about now.
Yeah.
But what we're doing with what we call health insurance truly is insuring our nest egg. What we've saved for 25, 35, 45, 50 plus years to save and accumulate, whether it's to live on or to pass on or to give to a charity, whatever that is, we are protecting the nest egg. And the truth is, if this isn't set up right, one bad medical diagnosis can wipe that entire nest egg out.
Mm-hmm.
The wrong Medicare plan, the way it's designed, can do the exact same thing. So when you're talking about Medicare, when you're, you know, you hear all the commercials and the commercials and the commercials, Steve's going to invite Martha to his house for a holiday here soon.
Yeah.
When Steve and I are talking off the air, he regularly references Martha in her big glasses.
She's just so grumpy.
She is very, but, you know, but she turned out happy. If Martha would call the Medicare Whisperer, she would be very happy.
She'd be very happy. That's right.
And you know, truthfully, Steve, when it comes to Medicare, there's only 13 things you need to memorize.
Okay. That's not too bad.
Three words and 10 numbers. The Medicare Whisperer, 816-399-4871.
There it is. So,
but having the wrong Medicare plan design can do the same thing. And folks, I want to caution you, we all like free stuff, but if you've made it to our age, Steve's age, Steve's a little younger than me, I'm in my early 60s, but if you made it to Medicare age and you still think there's something in life that's free, we need to have a heart-to-heart talk because nothing in life is free. Maybe the love of your grandchildren. That's about it.
Yeah.
Okay? But it's not about free food cards. I get that call every day from my clients. Do I qualify for that free food card?
No.
Well, if you're on Medicaid, probably.
Yeah.
And it's not about free dental. Medicare did a survey of Medicare beneficiaries, and the number one thing people wanted was free dental.
Hmm.
Well, there's nothing free. You're giving something up for that free dental.
Yeah.
And so it's not about that. It's just ask yourself the question, is this going to protect my nest egg? Is this going to protect what I'm passing on? Because think about this. If your nest egg is destroyed, you're going to have a hard time living day-to-day life. And if you're one of those people in the sandwich, I really hate to say this because, you know, we should have a sounder of a audience gasping.
Yep.
But if the nest egg is destroyed, so is your inheritance. Now, I know you're not thinking about that inheritance. Of course you're not.
Yeah.
But, you know, we hope mom and dad live to be 150 years old and everything is happy and kumbaya. But yeah. The fact is, if that nest egg is destroyed, you're going to have to be providing more care for mom and dad or your in-laws. And any inheritance you thought of maybe the grandkids getting is gone. So think about that. You are not insuring your health. You are insuring your nest egg.
Yep. And you're insuring. Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. So should we roll up the warning labels now?
I think we should.
All right, let's do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
All right. We have another consumer alert. We had one last time, and Mark, it seems like there are no ending. There's no ending to all of these shenanigans going on out in the marketplace, trying to take advantage of people.
Shenanigans abound.
Yeah, yeah.
And there are people doing that. And boy, do we have one now.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about last time people called me, did you get your plastic Medicare? There's no such thing.
Yeah.
In this case, a few months ago, back in about November of 2023, a third-party vendor called Maximus Federal Services, and we're not attacking them. They're fine folks. But like so many companies have had, they're the company that handles the printing and shipping of Medicare cards, and they had a data breach. Now, that doesn't make them bad people. You know, they just had a data breach, and you hear about that all the time on the news.
All the time.
You probably didn't hear about this one, but some Medicare beneficiaries had their Medicare ID numbers stolen. And the fact is, if you do some research through the Federal Trade Commission's website, you'll find that medical information has more value than financial information on the dark web. So they're trying to get that information, and they're trying to sell it. Well, not a lot, but a few people had their Medicare ID number stolen, and Medicare's got a whole bulletin out about how you can get 2 years of identity theft monitoring, but that's not what we're here to talk about, okay? But here's what's happening now. Medicare has issued some new Medicare ID numbers for some of those individuals that had their data compromised, and there are some nefarious, nasty, horrible people that are getting on the phone calling seniors with, you know, hello, Mrs. Whatever, Mr. Whatever, I'm from Medicare. And I'm here to help. Oh, okay. I'm from Medicare, and we had a data breach, and we're getting ready to send you a new Medicare card. I just need to verify your Medicare number or your Social Security number to get that in the mail to you.
And your date of birth and your address,
and your eye color. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, how many times have we said this? I don't know how many times I've been on with you, Steve, but I think every time I'm on here, I feel like I say the same thing. Medicare will never, ever, 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 ever call you to get your Medicare number. They already have it.
If it's legitimately Medicare, they already have it. They will never ask you for that.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're not going to reach out to you. Can you imagine anything the government doing is proactive? Of course not. Okay. So but another thing I want to call, if somebody calls you, just hang up the phone. If you want to, you know, call the attorney general of your state, whatever you want to do, that's fine. But start with the first thing you can do is hang up the phone.
Yep.
Yeah, that's it. It's that little red button on your cell phone. If you actually have an old time phone, it's that clear button that you can push up and down.
Yep.
But the other thing I want to caution you folks is this new Medicare card, if you're one of the ones, it's going to come in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
And I know what you do. You hate the mail. You hate the junk mail. So you go out and you get your mail and you bring it in and you look to see if there's any checks, right? Okay.
Yep.
And if there's nothing that looks like a check, then you either put it in the stack or you throw it in the trash.
Yeah.
Or the shred bin, right?
Yep.
Folks, you need to look at your mail and you need to open it. Because think about this. If you get a new Medicare ID card and you go to use the other one, your claims are going to be denied. So you need to look at your mail and open it. Now, if somebody calls you and says they're from Medicare, just hang up on them. But please, please, please check and open your mail and read it.
So how do you know if you were impacted by this? You'll just get a card in the mail out of the blue?
Yep, out of the blue. Now,
okay.
You can call Medicare and ask them. The phone number is 1-800-MEDICARE, and they're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you will call them on Sunday morning or Sunday afternoon, they're about as lonely as the customs agent at Kansas City International Airport.
There you go. So that's the best time to call them.
Yeah, absolutely. You can call them after 7:30 at night and you'll have a better experience as well.
Okay. So call 1-800-MEDICARE if you are concerned that your information was breached.
Proceed with caution. This has been a consumer alert. brought to you by Senior Care Live.
All right, Mark, thank you so much for coming on to the program today. Excellent information as always. If you want to reach out to Mark Squires, he is the Medicare Whisperer at 816-399-4871 or online at lifewithmedicare.com. Mark, thanks again. I really appreciate you, my friend.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate you, too. Appreciate the listeners. Give us a call.
All right, we'll be back with more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcast. And I'll tell you what, we need to update the SeniorCareLive.com website because this show, which is turned into a podcast after the live weekend broadcast, so it is both a live radio show national broadcast over actual radio waves. And then after the fact, usually Monday or Tuesday after that, it is then converted to a podcast and then it's sent out all around the universe. And I don't have nearly all of the outlets or platforms represented on SeniorCareLive.com. So I took a look at that last week and I thought, well, wait a minute. We're on Spotify. I don't have the Spotify on there. And there are a lot of other ones as well. So anyway, all right, I'm getting off topic. So let me move back on topic. And I get a lot of questions about, well, what if you're not ready to move? And Steve, you're always saying to be proactive, 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 and get your name on a waiting list. So what is that? How does it work? Tell us about that. And I was speaking with just a really, really nice couple, wonderful couple, earlier in the week. And he had a question about that. He said, you know, we're not just exactly sure when we want to move, but they are wanting to move forward with Senior Care Consulting to find a continuing care retirement community. I talked quite a bit about CCRCs last week, but that's where you move into an independent living community, the independent living part of the community, and then you can age in place and transition to assisted living when down the road when you need a little help, and then transition to long-term care if you need more help than that. And so most of these places will have a waiting list, or at least most of the best places seem to have waiting lists. And the further along we get here, it seems like the longer the waiting list. So how does that work? What is it? And let's just talk about that. So let's say we'll go out, we will screen our top options. Senior Care Consulting provides a report to you with a wealth of objective and data-driven information. Then you make your decision, make an informed decision, make that decision with confidence, and you move forward. And you say, okay, this is my first choice, this is my second choice. And usually we've got a clear number one and a solid number two. And then usually there's a third one in there, maybe a fourth one that just doesn't quite stack up to the other two. So we have a clear number one and a solid number two. Well, I would suggest putting your name on both waiting lists. And just to cover your bases there. But we're going for senior care community number one. And so let's say that, just as a basic example, let's say they have about 10 people on the waiting list. And let's say you're in the middle of that. Let's say you're number five. And they expect that it could be, I'll just make up just kind of a basic scenario here. It could be 3 to 6 months. And that time frame could be anything. It could be 6 to 12 months, whatever the time frame is. But let's say 3 to 6 months before we believe that your name will come up to the top of that list. And then at that point, you would be number one on the list. And we'll call you and let you know that we have a space available for you. So how that would work, let's say if you are number five, is a space becomes available, and then a person at this community will get out their wait list, and they'll call number one. And then this is so common. And number one said, you know, we ended up having to move a little sooner than we thought, so we chose a different place. So you can go ahead and take our name off your list. You're like, okay, all right, well, thanks for letting me know. You call number two, and number two said, you know, after we thought about it, we decided to move to Phoenix, Arizona to be near our kids. So we're not going to stay here. We're going to move. But thanks for everything that you did for us. It was great to meet you, but we'll no longer need our name on your list. Okay. Hey, that's great. Good luck with your move. The call number three saying, hey, we have a space available. And you answer the phone. I'm very sorry, but my mother passed away unexpectedly. We're just heartbroken about that. We will no longer need your services. And they'll say, we're so sorry to hear that. We'll be thinking of you. And this is a very common situation. And then they'll call the person who's the number four on the wait list. And number four says, I'll take it. I will take it. And then number four takes the space. And then all of a sudden, you were number five, but now you rise up through the ranks and boom, you're number one on the wait list. And then number six ends up being number two. The person number seven moves up to number three. So everyone moves up. And that is a super common situation. Now, they may also call the first person on the wait list, and they say, hey, yeah, we'll take it. Thank you. Then everybody moves up one spot, and they may call the second person. They'll say, yep, we'll take it. And 2 or 3 months have gone by, and then everybody moves up. And then they'll call the third person on the list, who's now the first person, and so on and so forth. So, but here's how that works, though. So your name is on the wait list, and then you will slowly, and sometimes sooner than expected, you will work your way up to the top of that wait list. And then the couple that I spoke with, they're just so sweet. I just love them to pieces. She said, Steve, this is such an important decision, and we really appreciate your help through this decision-making process. I mean, this is the move of our lifetime. I mean, we're going to move one more time, and then that's where we're going to age in place and spend the rest of our life. So it's so important, and we appreciate your help. She said, but what if our name eventually works its way to the top, and they say, hey, we have a space available for you. Do you want it? She said, what happens if we're not ready yet? I'm like, yep, that is a fantastic question. So if you're not ready yet, then what they will say is, okay, that's fine. We'll call you the next time that we have a space available. And your name sits there in the number one spot. You don't get penalized. Now, that's too absolute of a statement. There may be a place or two that would penalize you and say, okay, we're going to move you to the bottom of the list. How dare you not accept our space? You know, which I think is ridiculous. That's not how you work a wait list. They've invested time in you. They've met you. You've met them. You have a relationship going, and they want you to move into their place, right? So why would you penalize anyone? So the vast, I would say 95%+ of the time, maybe even higher than that, if they call you, you've moved up to number one on the list. If you're not quite ready to move, it's okay. Just say, we're not quite ready to move. We're kind of figuring out what we're going to keep, what we're going to move with us, what we're going to sell, what we're going to donate. You know, all of this, you have to work through all of your stuff. I think that's the hardest part, I think. And so, and we're going to have to bring in an estate sale or an auctioneer and all, you know, and move and, oh boy, and a realtor, et cetera, et cetera. So we're not quite ready to move, but would you keep us on the list? Because we're definitely coming your way. It's just a matter of timing. And they said, sure, we'll call you the next time a space is available. And then they work their way down the list until, and sometimes they may take some more people off of the list below you, until someone takes the space and then everyone moves up. But you sit there at number one. That's exactly how a waiting list works. Now, they're not going to do this with you for 5 or 10 years, okay? But they will work with you in this capacity for a long time, 6 to 12 months easily, maybe even upwards of a couple of years. So again, they've met you, they like you, you've met them, you have a relationship going, maybe you attended some functions at that community, maybe you had dinner with them and maybe participate in some activities. You're all but moved in there. Okay. So they want you to move in. Okay. And so I've had several questions here recently about waiting lists. And I thought, you know what? I want to just cover that very clearly. So once you get on the wait list, it's just a matter of timing. And that's why I'm constantly saying, work at this proactively, get out ahead of it so that you have the luxury of timing and working on that wait list. And so that way you can consider the best options available. Again, if you have questions about that, give me a call at Senior Care Consulting. I'll be happy to answer any of those questions. And we'll have more coming right up.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so here we go. Another incident.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
All right, so I'm just going to call this one, you get what you pay for. So I think most of us, if not maybe all of us, we've heard that term, right? Well, you get what you pay for. So I have an example. I'm a drummer. And a long time ago, and I learned this from my parents. I was a kid. I think I was in middle school at that point. And I started off on a snare drum, and I learned all the classically trained, you know, snare drum, you know, all the rudiments and all the stuff, backsticking Swiss rudiments, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, that's way off the track. but my folks bought me a very nice Ludwig snare drum that I have to this day, because it's a quality instrument. I have it to this day. And then it got time for me to graduate to a drum set. And instead of buying a very, you know, inexpensive kit that would have lasted me a short time, they invested in a quality set of drums. And guess what? I played those drums for 30 years. They still looked great and they still sounded great. I just wanted something different at that. And I bought a new set. But and by the way, I bought a killer set. that would last you a lifetime. Same thing with a car. You can buy a cheapo car that you're going to have problems with, or you can invest in a quality car that's going to last you 4 or 5 times longer. Same thing with food. You can go out to a cheap food place and you can eat cheap food, or you can invest and spend more in quality food, right? Anything. You get what you pay for. Well, let me share a story with you. Another story involving a free referral service agent. So this free referral service, if it's free to you, then how do they get paid? I've talked about it several times on the program. Their revenue model is they generate revenue when you choose a place that is on their partner provider list, and they typically get paid anywhere from 85 to 100% of the first month's cost. So we're talking several thousand dollars of a kickback or a commission. Okay, so it's very valuable for them to highly recommend a place on their list, because then they're going to, if you choose one of those places, then they generate their very, very high commission. I've talked about that several times. So someone shared an example with me. So you have a couple, they live in their home. They live in a very nice home. And they needed a lot of help with their activities of daily living. So they were paying out quite a bit of money for, I think, about 12 hours or so of home care assistance per day. That's at about $35, upper 30s, maybe $40 an hour. So that's a lot of money, right? And so came to a point where they were interested in possibly moving to an assisted living community because they could downsize a little bit, move into the assisted living community, and for, you know, around $7,000 to $9,000 for both of them, they could live in assisted living, have 24-hour care, and reduce their costs and be taken care of that way. So somehow, I'm not sure about this part of the story, somehow they got connected to one of these free referral services. And so this free referral service representative took them out knowing they needed assisted living. Took them out to the assisted living communities on their list, by the way. And the couple takes a look at these apartments, and they're pretty small compared to their really nice home that they're moving from. Their nice home that was paid off, by the way. They're like, oh, no, we can't. No, this isn't nice enough, and we need a lot more space than that. That's not going to work. So you would think, so you're supposed to do the right thing, right? You're supposed to have integrity. You're supposed to have ethics. So what should this person have done? Well, I'm sorry, then this is not going to be a fit for you. It's not going to work. Just stay home with your home care because they're all going to be very similar to this in size and make and model, you know, all of that sort of stuff, right? In look and feel and the finish, et cetera, et cetera. Instead of doing the right thing, what does this representative do? Well, now, you know what? I think you would get along just fine in independent living. The apartments in independent living are much larger, much nicer. So let's just shift gears, and I'll just show you some of those. So this representative takes this couple, and this couple trusted this representative, takes them to some independent living apartments where no care is provided, knowing they're receiving and paying for 12 hours a day of care in their beautiful home that is paid off. So this person takes them to independent living apartments. They're like, oh, yeah, this is a lot nicer. Yeah, let's go with that. So what do? They move into independent living and then discover there's no care at independent living. They're paying around $5,000 a month or so to live there with no care, and they're still paying 12 hours a day of home care. So, did that make sense? They needed assisted living. They didn't like it, so this person changed the selection criteria, if you will, to independent living so that this person can generate a commission of several thousand dollars. And it's not what they needed. Now, instead of no house payment, they're paying around $5,000 a month in a place that they didn't even really want to move to in the first place. And they're still, it didn't save them any money. It's actually costing them a lot more money, like $5,000 a month more. So just so that this person could generate their commission, it's disgusting. And I have dozens of stories like this that I could share with you at any time. So here's the moral of the story. Be very careful who you choose to work with. Understand their motives. And always, always remember the old saying, you get what you pay for.
Proceed with caution. This has been a Consumer Alert brought to you by Senior Care Live.
All right. And if you want the polar opposite of that experience, I'd invite you to check out my firm, Senior Care Consulting, at 913-945-2800. We don't have those conflicts of interest because we don't receive kickbacks from, we don't receive any commission from any provider. We offer a placement service with integrity. SeniorCareConsulting.com. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week, right here on Senior Care Live.